Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, December 26, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Rethinking activated carbon for net zero goals. Researchers from Kyunghee University have developed a multi-factor framework to identify bio-based activated carbons that excel in contaminant removal efficiency while minimizing environmental impact. By integrating adsorption performance with life cycle assessment and end-of-life analysis, the study found that a dual-activated pine bark-derived adsorbent offers superior adsorption capacity with reduced greenhouse gas emissions. This approach, detailed in Frontiers of Environmental Science and Engineering, highlights the importance of considering both performance and sustainability metrics when selecting adsorbents for water treatment. The research underscores the potential of bio-based alternatives in achieving net zero objectives and circular economy goals, providing valuable insights for sustainable material deployment.
Balancing technology and society. Researchers propose a pathway for ethical megaproject innovation. Researchers have proposed a pathway for ethical megaproject innovation to align technological progress with societal values. The Megaproject Responsible Innovation Framework introduces four foundational dimensions and an ecosystem-based governance model to ensure innovation remains forward-looking, accountable, and resilient. Published in Frontiers of Engineering Management, the study emphasizes the importance of incorporating responsible innovation principles into the design and management of megaprojects. By integrating anticipation, inclusion, reflexivity, and responsiveness, the framework aims to balance innovation with social responsibility and environmental care. This approach provides actionable tools for policymakers, industry leaders, and engineering teams to navigate competing interests, avoid ethical blind spots, and foster greater trust among stakeholders, ultimately leading to a new generation of technologically advanced and ethically governed megaprojects.
New research reveals how collaboration patterns shape corporate innovation output. New research reveals that a firm's innovation performance is influenced by collaboration networks within innovation communities. Both within community and cross-community embeddedness promote higher innovation output. Collaboration complementarity plays a key role, enhancing within-community ties while reducing benefits of cross-community connections when complementarity is high. This study, published in Frontiers of Engineering Management, analyzes patent data from 6,109 organizations over 22 years. The research uncovers how network structure and partner diversity shape firms' innovation performance. Strategic guidance is offered for firms to optimize embeddedness and collaboration patterns, accelerating technological progress and enhancing competitiveness in global innovation ecosystems. From phishing to bias, study maps the hidden threats behind large language models. A recent study reviewed 73 papers on large language models, LLMs, and found they pose dual roles, empowering innovation while enabling risks like phishing, malicious code generation, and misinformation spread. Defense strategies are developing but still insufficient against evolving attacks. LLMs like GPT and BERT have transformed sectors but also increase exposure to cyber attacks and biased outputs. Without regulation and defense mechanisms, LLM misuse may threaten data security and public trust. Researchers emphasize the need for improved model governance, stronger defenses, and ethical risk mitigation. The study categorizes security threats into misuse-based risks and malicious attacks targeting models, highlighting the urgent need for scalable, low-cost defense solutions. Technical safeguards must coexist with ethical governance to ensure trust in LLM-based systems and prevent misuse.
Next generation vision model maps tree growth at submeter precision. researchers have developed an advanced artificial intelligence model that produces high-resolution canopy height maps using standard RGB imagery. This method achieves near LiDAR accuracy, enabling precise, low-cost monitoring of forest biomass and carbon storage. The model, developed by a joint research team from Beijing Forestry University, Manchester Metropolitan University, and Tsinghua University, combines large vision foundation models with self-supervised learning. Published in the Journal of Remote Sensing, the model achieved a mean absolute error of 0.09 meters and over 90% accuracy in single tree detection. It offers a promising tool for managing plantations and tracking carbon sequestration, bridging the gap between expensive LiDAR surveys and low-resolution optical methods.
Bridging diagnosis and therapy, advances in radionuclide conjugate drugs. Radionuclide drug conjugates, RDCs, have revolutionized cancer management by combining diagnosis and therapy in one clinical workflow. A recent review by Peking Union Medical College Hospital highlights the progress in RDC research over the past 15 years, showcasing advancements in precision tumor targeting and localized radiotherapy. With the rise of cyclic peptide conjugates and standardized clinical evaluation, RDCs are poised to redefine tumor detection and personalized therapy. Professor Hongyun Wang emphasizes the potential of RDCs to offer more accurate diagnoses and effective treatment pathways, positioning them as a cornerstone technology in future oncology care. As demand for next-generation radiopharmaceuticals grows, continued innovation and regulatory support will be crucial for translating RDCs from the lab to the clinic. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.